Oh, I've been a Cancer Research UK senior nurse since 2001.
Okay.
And prior to that, I would work in areas where I'd come across nurses that were funded and working together with the charity, and I used to actually always think, I wish I was part of that team that was making such a difference, and they were so informed and so passionate. So it's been fantastic, but it's been since 2001.
As a nurse then, do you think there's something very special about the work that Cancer Research UK does in that field?
Yeah, it's the people you come across within the charity and the researchers, they're all so passionate, so dedicated, and they so believe that we're working together, you can save lives and have an impact. And we've been working on clinical trials where you are seeing that difference, and you are seeing people get that remission for longer, and we're seeing cancer getting diagnosed earlier. And I've worked on clinical trials where the treatments have become kinder and more effective and more personal. So it's amazing to sort of look back over the last 15 years and think, yes, we are making a difference, and it's amazing to be part of a passionate, dedicated team that are actually helping to make that happen.
What then, on a day-to-day basis, what does your role at Cancer Research involve?
Well, Cancer Research UK fund a large unit. They're the majority funder of a large unit at the University of Birmingham. So we have the Cancer Research UK Clinical Trials Unit, and it's made up with people who can develop a trial, so they can listen to patients and the medical doctors who will say, this is the problem, this is what we want to do. They can work with scientists who are working on really early things in the lab that have got an idea. And it's great having that idea, but if you can't take it to a patient in clinic, it's not going to advance anything. So I work closely with people who are trying to take things from the lab basically to the bedside to get treatments through faster. And if you've got a nursing team that are dedicated for that and they're trained. So I lead a team of nurses at the Cancer Research UK Trials Unit, and we're taking things to the bedside quicker, we're seeing the impact quicker, you're getting the results quicker, and it helps to actually drive forward change. And there's a lot of working collaboratively with people, so talking to all sorts of people, statisticians and programmers and coordinators and people who develop this research, really, to make sure it's safe and you're getting all your information you need to answer the question properly. Because ethically, when people sign to take part in a clinical trial, we want to make that really count for something.
So I suppose realistically, it's fair to say that you see firsthand the difference that people's money makes, the difference that all the donations make. Just sort of put that into context for us, because I imagine a lot of people maybe, some money comes out of their bank account at the end of each month, or they put some money in a pot in a shop, but maybe don't realise exactly where that money goes and what it funds.
Yeah, it funds the funding from Cancer Research UK. The first thing to say is it's quite hard to get. So if you apply to them with a research trial or with a science idea, it gets reviewed by leaders in the field. So first of all, they make sure this isn't happening anywhere else, that it's actually something you can deliver on. So somebody can't come up as an idea that this is what we want to do, and really it's not going to have an impact. So there's a lot of measures put in place to make sure that all the money that comes into Cancer Research UK goes to groundbreaking, really innovative research that will make a difference. And the very important thing I don't think you realise when you do support the charity with money is that we actually all work together. So we don't work and hide our research. There is a huge culture of sharing research and actually getting to the goal of beating cancer sooner. So we're all very signed up to it. So when you do receive that sponsorship, we all know how hard it is to raise the money, and we've all done fundraising activities, and we know, you know, that money, those bucket shakes, those collections, the cake sales, they're hard work. And when we're actually delivering the research and working late and developing things with other people, you kind of feel people, the support is behind you, and you know where the money's come from, and it is making a difference. It's making a huge difference. And we're so close to actually seeing a day when we can say to people, we will beat cancer, and working together with us. And you do feel the supporters with you, all the people who run Race for Life, and all of the efforts people do, the mammoth tasks. And it's an amazing pleasure to meet people when you do and say thank you to them, because we couldn't do this simply without them. It's a tiny island, the UK, yet we've got the world's leading cancer charity that's funded by people from the UK. So the public are so amazing, so passionate behind us. But to think this tiny little island has the world's largest leading cancer charity with no government funding, it's just incredible that the public do this.
Leading the way, I think, is the phrase. And it's just to pick up on a point you said there as well. Obviously, you know, there's many sort of slightly muddy, slightly cold summer days where people are sticking their T-shirts on and running around tracks, and there's endless people putting money in pots and that sort of thing. However, I think it's fair to say, and you know, you probably know the stats better than I do, but I think it's fair to say that we are progressing. I mean, you know, even sort of 5-10 years ago, there's certain diseases that, you know, realistically, or certain parts of the cancer family that would be terminal, that now are far more treatable.
Yeah, we've learned so much, and it's because of all of those running around in costumes and doing marathons and long walks. All of that support has helped us understand that actually there's nothing smarter than a cancer cell. Mm. And we're working together to understand and unlock the secrets of it a lot more. And by unlocking them, you are getting the progress, and we are learning how to make treatment personal. So no two cancers are the same, and no one's cancer is the same as the next person's. So there's all little intricacies, and we're now designing, and Birmingham's running clinical trials nationally that are looking at unlocking what's the secret behind your cancer, and can we get a treatment? Can we look at working with drug companies and other research partners to get all their, you know, new compounds out there, their new treatments, better surgery, better radiotherapy, and can we actually solve the mystery of your cancer? And that's going to change the NHS. Instead of just saying this is how we'll treat this particular type of cancer, and they're focusing very much on lung cancer at the moment with the clinical teams, because for a long time lung cancer hasn't had the great success stories we've seen in other cancers. And it's finding out what's individual, what makes that cancer do this, what makes it resistant to treatment. And it's incredible to think we're now at a point where we have research that's looking at making it a personal treatment, which will be more effective. And Birmingham's at the heart of that.
I suppose as well, a lot of people, not to put it crudely or anything, but a lot of people lump a lot of different, like you said, a lot of different types of cancer under one banner of cancer, and maybe don't have such knowledge on the smaller and the lesser, not lesser known, that's not the right phrase, but the lesser talked about types of cancer. And I presume that's how World Cancer Day fits into the puzzle.
Yeah, it does. And it's a really fitting part that is a World Cancer Day, and it's uniting in strength, because We have a lot of rarer cancers that tend to not do as well. And unfortunately, if you're going to do a clinical trial, you need to actually see that there's a benefit to the change in treatment. So you need a lot of numbers. And we can only do that with worldwide international trials and fantastic partnerships with people across the world and sharing information and making sure we publish everything. And research has become a worldwide fight to beat cancer. And so it's really fitting that, you know, it's one day, everybody can unite and show their strength. And, you know, all the developments through the last 50 years have only come forward when people have challenged themselves, made themselves uncomfortable, and really pushed at the boundaries. So the power of everybody coming together on one day to push against the boundaries, challenge everything we do, which is what we do on a daily basis, because of the support people give Cancer Research UK, we are seeing a big difference. And year on year, we're seeing more people survive cancer.
And you talk about people coming together. The theme, if you like, for World Cancer Day in the UK this year is unity. I've got my unity band on. I've done well. And there's four main cancer charities that are coming together. There's yourselves at Cancer Research, Breast Cancer Care, the guys over at Movember, and the Anthony Nolan Trust as well. You sort of touched on it earlier, but what does that idea of all four charities coming together to spread the message en masse, do you think that'll be something that makes the public stand up and go, oh, do you know what? We need to pay attention to this.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The myth busting here is that the charities do work together, and we need that uniform voice, because, you know, there's a great secrecy and fear in not wanting to talk about cancer, and through the years we've done research in that environment, and if we actually break through that and work together to raise, get everybody talking, get everybody saying, we've had enough, we want to actually